Romans chapter 12, verse 21 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." That is a right now application for our country. And underneath a lot of what you see, there's another layer. And there is something called evil in the Bible. And there's a devil, and there's demons, and there's a spiritual battle. So how do we overcome? We overcome through the goodness of God, through the Holy Spirit, through His Word. But we also overcome through the goodness of our lives and our words and our attitude. So as you take a look at the headlines, as you're checking out on the internet, on your phone, different reports, ugly, racism, sin, supremacy, it's like a gut punch. It's heartbreaking. It feels like we're taking a lot of steps backwards. And so don't be overcome by the evil. Don't be sucked in, discouragement. Don't hold grudges and bitterness. Don't put yourself above other people, but overcome with good. Take some time today and ask God, "God, what is the good that you want me to first experience through you internally and then also bring out, live out in my relationships?" And pray for churches, that churches would stand up and churches would have a voice and churches would proclaim that God is love, Jesus is good, and in Jesus and His love, we overcome all hatred. And let us live that out in unity and for churches to have courage to not be silent in these days. Let's continue in prayer, trust the Lord that His love is going to overwhelm and overcome the evil that we see in our land.